miraculous sawdust. The girl couldn't speak English. She couldn't whistle or hum, let alone sing. She never knew her parents' names or the names of her sisters and brothers, her town. No one paid attention to her at the factory where she moved the wooden pallets, which were now only loose boards of lost nails, outside to the graveyard of pallets. The boys eyed her like a distant, untouchable cousin. One girl said she looked like a neglected houseplant. Days meant nothing to her. Who knows where she went when the slow horn signaled, go home, go elsewhere. Those from around her thought she was a foreigner, and the foreigners wondered where she came from. On break as the others smoked and chattered, she stood looking out the high-streaked windows, staring at the trees. Trees are mighty, but wood cut from the tree and carpentered into a rough utility breaks down very quickly out in the open. Juggernaut central for weather and insects and small vandals running from the watchmen. At noon, the other women ate their dry sandwiches quickly and then clucked and pecked like a loose little flock, while the girl stole outside to an abandoned shaft of darkness and barely any air, where she practiced levitating her body just a few inches up toward the patch of sky and then back down, then back up, back down. Every day she honed her skills, levitating, floating, until she reached a flawless buoyancy. She was like a flake of cork, a molted feather. A tree takes molecules of oxygen, sunshine, the soil, and turns them all into more tree, which then gets turned into beams, books, battering rams, love letters, homes for the aging. The girl, too, was turning into something else. That was her magic. Every day she rose slightly higher into the amused air, and every day she became more and more mantra-like, more transparent, so that finally the old blind dog could sense she was there, beyond prayers, beyond beliefs, in the light filtering through the sawdust.